Good morning. The Wednesday, December 1st, 2021 Civil Justice and Property Rights Subcommittee meeting is called to order. Lindsay, please call the roll.
Chair Duggan.
Present.
Vice Chair Beltran.
Here.
Ranking Member Diamond.
Here.
Representatives Alupas.
Here.
Botana.
Here.
Buchanan.
Here.
Escamani.
Here.
Fernandez Barquin is excused. Garrison.
Here.
Gottlieb.
Here.
Gregory.
Here.
Hawkins.
Here.
Hinson. Robinson.
Here.
Salzman.
Here.
Smith.
Here.
Thompson. True now.
Here.
Thank you, Lindsay. Let the record reflect that we have a quorum. As a reminder, everybody, please silence your electronic devices. Welcome back, members. Hope everybody had a great holiday break. We have five bills today. We will begin with HB 411 by Rep. Mello, Evidentiary Standards for Actions Arising During an Emergency. You are recognized to present your bill.
Thank you, Chair, and members of the committee. HB 411 protects independent contractors and ensures their employers aren't penalized for taking action and giving out training, PPE, or other materials during a state of declared emergency. This bill would give employers the peace of mind knowing that their good faith actions to help independent contractors could not be used against them in a court of law to determine the classification of their workers. This bill passed the House floor last session, and that is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Are there any questions on the bill? Representative Representative Gottlieb.
Thank you, Chair. Rep. Mello, as I told you, I'm up on the bill, but cautiously, and I have some concerns. My specific question relates to line 38 and 39. Where in line 38, it says providing training. So my concern is during a state of emergency, if an employer provides training, let's just say CPR, to an engaged individual, and they do the training in a wrong manner, and that engaged individual kills somebody because they've been trained improperly, would this stop that cause of action from going forward, or from evidence being introduced during a cause of action?
You recognize.
Thank you, Representative Gottlieb. As we discussed, this only talks about changing classification. So if I'm a business owner and I provide PPE, you can't sue on the basis of that PPE. You can still sue, but you can't sue on the basis of PPE. The notes that I have, and we do have Philip Suderman here from AFP, if you would like further address of your question. The way that I look at this is doing something nice for an independent contractor, you shouldn't be able to be sued on that basis through employment law because their classification changes. You can still sue an employer if you're an independent contractor, but you can't sue based on their status changing. Does that make sense? I'm not a lawyer, but I'm trying to appeal to you.
You recognize?
May I, Chair?
Thank yes.
You. It does make sense, and as we discussed, I actually agree with the policy. As a criminal defense lawyer, I represent a lot of contractors who get sued for an action that the subcontractor takes because the subcontractor's employees are wearing a contractor's shirt. I just have heartache over that providing training, and I think it is more expansive than simply providing PPE from a lawyer's interpretation. But I'm up today. I'd like to see if we can iron it out before I see it again in judiciary.
That sounds like no question.
Not a question. I'm
yes.
Sorry.
That's all right. Okay.
Maybe you'll find a way to answer that question before judiciary. Can you, please?
You recognize.
That's a question.
Let the record reflect she nodded her head.
Okay.
Sorry. Yes. I will work on that. Thank you, Chair.
Rep.
Yes. No problem. Any Representative Escamani?
Thank you so much, Chair. And thanks again, Rep. Mello, for bringing this. I know I was talking to you a little bit about it, too. I'm just curious, what lawsuits have been filed on the classification piece, whether it's in Florida or in the country, to yield the necessity of this bill? And why don't we just let a jury decide? Why should we pass policy to lock a court access away from someone?
You recognize.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you, Representative Escamani. And we discussed this last year. I believe you did vote down on this bill in this committee last year. this, and I try to use the analogy of myself. As a real estate broker, I have agents who are independent contractors. So through the executive summary that OSHA provided January 21 of 2021, it's very clear. If I tell my agents in my brokerage, I have a brokerage meeting, and I say to them, okay, when you go out to an open house, I want you to make sure you protect yourself and the members of the public. I'm going to give you a mask. I'm going to give you hand sanitizer. Make sure you have your mask on. Make sure you have members of the public that come in, they wear a mask. By me doing that under this executive summary of OSHA, it changes their classification, where they are now an employee and they can sue me under employment law. What you were talking about was something that I mentioned last session, which is Uber and Lyft drivers. And I know that you have concerns that Uber and Lyft drivers should not be considered or classified as an independent contractor. I understand your concerns, but that's not what this bill addresses. This bill addresses the changing of a classification by providing help.
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you for that. So just to be clear, do we know of lawsuits that are challenging the classification? That I'm also curious of just the notion of PPE. Can a contract worker be required to wear PPE in the first place, or does it have to be an update for the contractual agreement to even wear the PPE?
You recognize.
Thank you, Chair. Yes, there are lawsuits pending. I believe it's Uber and Lyft. It is a class action. I do not know the status of that lawsuit currently. We are addressing a lot of issues with mandatory masks, mandatory vaccines, clearly, in this session, but this bill primarily focuses on changing of classifications. So if I or another business want to, even during a hurricane, provide water, that would change their classification, and that shouldn't be happening. We shouldn't be punished for doing good deeds of humanitarian efforts.
Any other questions? Rep. Gottlieb.
Thank you, Chair. So would you be willing to refine your bill to simply say that it doesn't change the engaged person's status of employment if an employee during a time of emergency provides goods and services that are attendant to addressing the emergency, and leave out all the other court stuff and suing stuff and things like that?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair. I am Representative Gottlieb. I'm happy to sit down with you and talk about an amendment. It did go through, it didn't go through the Senate last session, and it did go through the Senate yesterday. It did pass its first committee. I'm happy to sit down with you and talk about amendments and address your concerns.
Any other questions? Oh, Representative Escamani.
Thank you, Chair. I just have one more question. The bill also, correct me if I'm wrong, it talks about lost wages. And so I'm just curious, where do lost wages come into? You gave someone a mask. Like, why is lost wages also part of the bill?
You recognize.
Thank you, Chair. So, Representative Escamani, you can sue for lost wages, but you can't sue based on something that was provided. So you can't use a mask as an evidentiary standard to base your lawsuit on. You can still have the ability to sue for lost wages.
Any amendments on the bill? Any public testimony? Philip Sudeman, Americans for Prosperity. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, members of the committee, and of course, thank you, Representative Mello, for bringing forth this very good bill. My name is Philip Suderman. I am the policy director with Americans for Prosperity. As has noted, we are in support of this bill because, in many ways, this is a voluntary way for employers to be able to help independent contractors. It does not mandate the use of any protective materials that they provide, as long as it doesn't come into conflict with other areas of state law. All this bill does is it says, and we recognize this during the COVID-19 era, where we saw examples, I believe it was brought up, one of the ride-sharing companies wanted to be able to provide protective equipment towards their independent contractors, but they essentially were told by their lawyers that at the time that this could be used as evidence for a game-changing lawsuit that would change how they do their business. Instead, what they ended up doing was they ended up being able to sell those materials at cost. However, if they received a lot of bad PR, and as you could, you know, might be able to know, if you're an independent contractor, maybe you're not reading Bloomberg or Forbes or the Washington Post or Wall Street Journal, you don't necessarily know. And the people were rightfully kind of outraged and saying, listen, these are protective materials that the CDC is saying are useful, not just are useful, but in fact should be used to protect myself, to protect my loved ones, to protect my customers around me. Why am I being charged? Well, the simple fact of the matter is that in many cases, businesses are scared to be able to offer those types of services lest they be sued themselves. So what this does is it allows for this type of protective material. By the way, when it talks about lost wages, Representative Escamani, what it talks about is it's talking about suing in terms of if you were to change your employment status, you might have back wages that would then therefore be owed to you. So it's not about the idea of masks, therefore, you know, you're having wages deducted from your paycheck or any of that matter. It is talking about employment classification. We like the idea that this is broad. It allows for financial assistance. It allows for, in fact, up to the idea of providing advances on paychecks. It provides not just protection, but training on how to provide that protection. Representative Gottlieb, per your question, my understanding is, again, it doesn't change any of the liability law. So all this does, again, is it says that you have the option of taking advantage of these resources and materials and training and instruction that are provided now free, and therefore you cannot be sued for a change of employment status. So we feel, much like the representative does, this is a very good bill that is simply allowing for employers to be able to provide voluntary resources that don't have to be taken advantage of, but if they are so chosen to take advantage of, they're able to do so. So thank you for that, and we hope that you support this bill, and I am open and available for any questions. Thank you very much.
Representative Escalante, you're recognized.
Thank you so much. I appreciate you, Philip, for providing that clarity. I guess just, you know, can you clarify for me, is there a pending lawsuit right now? And if there is, why don't we just wait for a jury to decide, and then we can legislate on it? Why are we getting involved if there is a pending lawsuit right now that Floridians might want to get involved in?
You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair, and thank you, Representative. That is an excellent question. As far as my knowledge, you know, in the state of Florida, there is no pending lawsuit, as far as my knowledge is concerned. However, I think it's important that as a deliberative body, you know, part of the legislature's role, I hope, would be not just to wait for problems to necessarily arise, but to be proactive, again, in trying to figure out common sense solutions towards some of these areas. You know, whether a lawsuit is talking about liability, this bill, again, doesn't have anything to do with that. You get hurt on the job. You should have those types of civil liberty protections provided for you. All this bill does, again, is it just voluntarily provides protective equipment, training, financial assistance, whatever the provider might want to do, without having to risk the employment change of an independent contractor.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Chair and members of the committee. And thank you, Representative Mello.
Any other public testimony? All right, members, we're in debate. Any debate on the bill? Representative Escamani.
I have so much love and respect and admiration for Rep. Mello, but this bill still just gives me a little bit of heartburn, and I know I've moved back and forth on. I might be the only person who feels this way, and that's totally fine. But I wanted to read more about this lawsuit because I feel very uncomfortable in trying to pass legislation when there is an active court decision to be had. So I'm going to be a no today, but that could change if the bill is amended to become more narrow. I want to echo Representative Gottlieb's points that I think it is very broad, and if we're just focused on a state of emergency, and if we're just specific to the needs of, for example, Uber and Lyft, then we should narrow down to those specifics. And I also want to just express some concern in the fact that this is voluntary, and so, you know, Florida has passed some major COVID-19 legislation that kind of also prevents some of this from happening. And so I'm going to vote no today, and I'm definitely willing to change my mind again as the bill progresses. So thank you, Brett Mello, for presenting it as well.
Any further debate? Seeing none, Brett Mello, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair. I wave close.
Thank you. Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Alupis? Beltran?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Escamani?
No.
Fernandez-Barkin is excused. Garrison?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Hinson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
No.
Thompson? Trunow?
Yes.
Chair Duggan?
Yes.
14 yeas, 2 nays, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, members. By your vote, that bill will be reported favorably.
Thank you,
Rep. Mello. Our next bill is HB 219 by Representative Tuck, marketable record titles to real property. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, members. The Marketable Record Title Act was first enacted in 1963 and was originally designed to simplify the title examination process by limiting ancient clouds on title. A recent court decision, Save Calusa Trust versus St. Andrews Holdings, has sparked the need for clarification of MARTA. The bill provides further clarification of MARTA in the following ways. Clarifies that recordings in the public records that are intended to extend an easement, restriction, or other interest that affects real property must include an affirmative statement of the party's intention to make that extension. And second, adds covenants, restrictions, zoning requirements, and building or development permits to the list of the encumbrances extinguished by MARTA with certain exceptions. That's the bill, Mr. Chair, and we do have one amendment.
Thank you, members. Are there questions on the bill? Seeing none, are there amendments? Representative, you are recognized to explain Amendment 495801.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Over the last 2 years, one city and one county have prohibited private parking lot owners and operators from issuing parking invoices for violation of parking rules on private lots. Some examples include violations for taking up 2 spots or going over the allotted time for parking. These prohibitions have left the parking lot owners with no other enforcement options than to tow, which is often expensive to the customer and sours the business relationship. The amendment would stop these prohibitions and allow private parking lot owners to enforce their private parking lots as they see fit using invoices. That is the amendment, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, members. Are there questions on the amendment? We have public testimony on the amendment. Thank you. Chris Moya? He waves in support. Thank you. Any other public testimony on the amendment? Seeing none, any debate on the amendment? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on your amendment.
Wave close.
All right. Are there any objections? Without objection, we'll show that amendment adopted. Pursuant to Rule 7.11D, the adoption of Amendment 495801 has changed the relating to clause. Therefore, we'll show that bill temporarily postponed.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you. Our next bill is HB 31 by Representative Posada Cabrera, Firefighter Inquiries and Investigations. You are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, Chair. This bill updates the Firefighter Bill of Rights during times of formal investigations and informal inquiries. This bill would apply some of the rights to an informal inquiry by providing that a firefighter may not be threatened with a transfer, suspension, dismissal, or other disciplinary action during an informal inquiry or interrogation. It also fixes a flaw which changes the definition of a formal investigation to the process which determines whether a firefighter should be disciplined. That is the bill.
Thank you. Any questions on the bill? Any public testimony? Thank you. Wayne Bernoska, Florida Professional Firefighters. You're recognized.
Thank you, Chair and members of the committee. I'm Wayne Bernoska, President of the Florida Professional Firefighters. Let me begin by first thanking Representative Posada Cabrera for bringing forward this good bill and for you, Chair, for putting this on the agenda. Members, this is a bill that you saw last year that did pass the full House. Still very important to us. We did stall over in the Senate. We hope to overcome that this year. You know, as the representative said, it does, it's a consensus work with us and the fire chiefs to close a loophole in our statute. So we're proud to be supportive of this bill and look for your favorable support.
Thank you. Jeffrey Newsom, Professional Firefighters of Palm Beach County. He waves in support. Thank you. Austin Stowers, CFO, and State Fire Marshal. Not here. He waves in support. Ray Colburn, Florida Fire Chiefs Association. He waves in support. Thank you. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, we're in debate on the bill. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Chair, for your time. Thank you to the firefighters and our fire chiefs for all of your work and your support. And I would just ask for everyone's favorable support to support those who support us each and every day. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative Posada Cabrera. Having closed on her bill, Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Alupis, Beltran.
Yes.
Botana.
Yes.
Buchanan.
Yes.
Diamond.
Yes.
Escamani.
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin is excused. Garrison?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Hinson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Thompson? Trunow?
Yes.
Chair Duggan?
Yes.
16 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chairman.
Members, by your action, show that bill favorably reported. Congratulations. Thank you. Our next bill is HB 263 by Representative Bell, Notice of Commencement Requirements. You're recognized to explain your bill.
Good morning, Chair Duggan and the rest of the committee members. I appreciate you allowing me to present my bill this morning. My bill is House Bill 263. It increases the current HVAC exemption from heating and air conditioning systems threshold from $7,500 to $15,000, which has not been updated since 2006 to keep up with inflation. And that is my bill.
Thank you. Any questions on the bill? Any amendments on the bill? Any public testimony? Carol Bowen, Associated Builders and Contractors of Florida. She waves in support. Thank you. Edward Briggs, Cottony Construction Law. He waves in support. Thank you. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, we're in debate. Any debate on the bill? Seeing none, you're recognized to close.
Wave closed.
Representative Bell, having waved closed, Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Alupis?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Escamani?
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin is excused. Garrison?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Hinson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Thompson? Trunow?
Yes.
Chair Duggan?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chairman.
Members, by your vote, that bill will be reported favorably.
Thank you so much, Chairman, and members, appreciate your support.
Members, our last bill is HB 451 by Representative Will Robinson, Sufficiency of Description of Security Interests. You are recognized to explain the bill from your desk.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. House Bill 451 provides a legislative remedy to a recent 11th Circuit decision. This bill protects individuals from unintentionally pledging their exempt assets, such as an IRA or pension plan, that would otherwise be exempt from the legal process under Florida law. The bill clarifies that any security agreement pledging those assets must be specifically identified as exempt assets under the Florida Uniform Commercial Code in order to constitute a valid and intentional assignment, pledge, or waiver. This bill is retroactive and clarifying and remedial in nature and is supported by the real property probate and trust law section, the business law section, and the tax law section of the Florida Bar. That is the bill, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative. Any questions on the bill? Nobody wants to haze our member? Seeing none, any public testimony? Arthur Edenfield, real property probate and trust law of the section of the Florida Bar. She waves in support. Thank you. Any other public testimony? Seeing none, any amendments? Seeing none, any debate? You recognize to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. In a moment of personal privilege, I'd like to recognize the members of the Manatee Chamber of Commerce in the back of the room who want to see a bill properly presented in the Florida legislature. With that, I close and ask for your favorable support.
Representative Robinson, having closed on his bill, Lindsay, please call the roll.
Representatives Alupis?
Yes.
Beltran?
Yes.
Botana?
Yes.
Buchanan?
Yes.
Diamond?
Yes.
Escamani?
Yes.
Fernandez-Barquin is excused. Garrison?
Yes.
Gottlieb?
Yes.
Gregory?
Yes.
Hawkins?
Yes.
Henson?
Yes.
Robinson?
Yes.
Salzman?
Yes.
Smith?
Yes.
Thompson? Trunau? Chair Duggan?
Yes.
17 yeas, 0 nays, Mr. Chairman.
By your vote, that bill will be reported favorably. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That concludes our business. Ranking Member Diamond moves we rise. Without objection, we are adjourned.